send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa. News, your global link.
Government urged to strengthen Ebola preparedness measures. Governance expert says number of presidential aspirants reflects growing democracy, and Congo throws open its borders to Africa. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Medicines Research and Access Platform MedRap has urged government to intensify screening measures at all border posts, airports and other entry points into the country following the outbreak of Ebola in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. MedRap Secretary General David Banda says authorities must ensure that screening systems are fully operational, adequately staffed and supported with the necessary equipment and resources. Mr. Banda said the proactive approach will help limit the risk of transmission within communities. He further called on government to ensure that isolation and treatment centers across the country are fully prepared and operational in an event of any Ebola virus disease outbreak. Specialized response teams, including healthcare workers and emergency personnel, must be adequately trained, equipped, and ready to manage any suspected or confirmed cases, said Mr. Banda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Banda also stressed the urgent need for intensified community sensitization and public education campaigns on the Ebola virus disease. He said citizens must be made aware of the signs and symptoms of the disease, modes of transmission, and preventive measures. Mr. Banda noted that increased public awareness will promote positive health-seeking behavior, encourage timely reporting of suspected cases, reduce misinformation and panic, and ultimately save lives.
The number two, we feel as countrywide surveillance should be on a higher rate, so all our health workers, we aid them wherever they are, they should be higher rate. Let them familiarize themselves with the signs and symptoms so that if they meet patients or clients presenting at their facilities with those similar signs, they should be able to alert the authorities and maybe further investigation should be done. This will help us to prevent further spread, prompt management for our patients who will be identified with the Ebola virus, and also preventing the spread of the virus.
A total of 13,686 students across the country accessed technical education, vocational and entrepreneurship training, TVET bursaries, in the first quarter of 2026, surpassing the target of 1,500 beneficiaries. The bursary initiative is aimed at supporting vulnerable but deserving students to pursue skills training in various sectors. Cluster Advisory Group 2 Core Chairperson under the National Development Coordinating Committee, Brian Mwinga, disclosed the development in an interview with Zanis in Osaka. Mr. Mwinga said government also exceeded its target in the recruitment of science, technology, engineering and mathematics STEM lecturers, with 40 lecturers recruited against the target of 12 during the first quarter of 2026. He further revealed that 496 public and private institutions benefited from TVET fund financing during the same period, far above the initial target of 6 institutions. Mr. Mwinga commended government for the progress made in advancing skills development, noting that skills training is key to driving the country's developmental agenda, especially with the support of the increased Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation. He said the initiatives are expected to contribute significantly to poverty reduction and economic empowerment. Mr. Mwinda is also social policy lead for the Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, said sustained investment in education and skills development will help create opportunities for young people and improve livelihoods. Governance expert Wesley Mianda says the number of aspiring presidential candidates ahead of this year's general election is a clear indication that the country's democracy is growing. Out of 30 candidates who declared interest in contesting the presidency, 14 candidates were approved and declared eligible to be on the ballot. Speaking in an interview of RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda said the number of candidates demonstrates that there is democracy in the country's political landscape, as every eligible Zambian exercised their constitutional right to file in nominations. He, however, noted that not everyone who expresses interest in standing for the presidency can automatically be declared eligible, as some candidates do not meet the set requirements. Mr. Mianda has since commended the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, for conducting a successful nomination process. He further urged the eligible candidates to now focus on explaining their manifestos to the people so that voters can make informed decisions ahead of the polls.
I mean, a good number of them actually have fallen off, but the number that has remained for these aspiring candidates, as they are certified by ECZ, and it clearly shows that our democracy is growing, because look, it's not everyone actually who may wish to stand and would automatically be, you know, pronounced, you know, eligible to contest as a presidential candidate.
Aspiring Kabata Member of Parliament Andrew Tayengwa has expressed confidence that the United Party for National Development, UPND, will secure a landslide victory in the August 2026 general elections. Mr. Tayengwa says the party's performance over the last 5 years under President Hakainde Hichilema has positioned the UPND for an overwhelming win, projecting that the head of state could garner up to 80% of the vote, alongside majority victories for parliamentary candidates, mayors and councillors across the country. He said the party began preparing for the 2026 elections as early as 2022, adding that the party has remained focused on strengthening structures and maintaining engagement with communities, which he believes has increased public confidence in the ruling party. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices, the ballot talk in Lusaka today, Mr. Tayengwa stated that the UPND government has delivered significant development and economic interventions, making it difficult for the opposition to unseat the party in the August polls. He further said that he has built strong relationships with residents through community engagement and support for various local initiatives, giving him confidence ahead of the elections. In foreign news, from January 1st, 2027, the Republic of Congo will abolish visa requirements for all African citizens, marking a major step towards continental integration. Announced in Brazzaville by President Denis Sassou Nguesso, the move positions Congo among Africa's champions of free movement. The Republic of Congo has announced the end of visa requirements for all African nationals entering its territory, effective January 1st, 2027. The President made the declaration on May 25 during the 2026 annual meetings of the African Development Bank in Brazzaville, held alongside celebrations marking African Day. The announcement immediately drew attention across the continent as Congo became the latest African nation to embrace visa-free travel for fellow Africans. Coming up shortly, 4 killed as school minibus collides with train in Belgium. This and more, stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of this malignancy, but some common symptoms include fevers, night sweating, enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and tiredness. Approximately one-third of all cancers diagnosed in children are blood cancer. A regular checkup can make all the difference. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. Two school children and two adults have been killed in a collision between a train and a school minibus in Belgium. The bus had been carrying seven children, a driver and another passenger at the time of the collision. The Federal Police Spokes Department said the crash took place shortly after 8 hours local time.